Fockhead, St. Helena, California, May 29, 1906. Dear Brother Fockhead, I received your letter and was very much pleased to hear from you and your wife and children. I have been having a severe influenza cold, but I think it has run its course. I have not lost one whole day that I could not do some writing. I am thankful to our Lord for the simple water treatments for the relief of sickness. I praise the Lord that I can go up and down stairs as easily as any of the younger members of my family. Every day I ascend and descend the stairs many times. My office is in a large, roomy chamber, which has a fireplace in it. I cannot endure stove heat. My house is in every way pleasantly located, being surrounded on all sides by hills and mountains. Our sanitarium is situated on Howell Mountain. In the valley just below is our farm of which Brother James has charge. I do not know how I could possibly have found a more beautiful or a better retreat. No teams pass our place, for it is back from the main road of travel. We feel that this is my refuge. The house is surrounded with trees and climbing vines. White roses and dark red ones climb to the top of the house. We are full of gratitude to our God, and we are trying to do all we possibly can to be light bearers to the world. We thank the Lord that the light God has given me in regard to present truth is just as clear and firm as the Word of God. The rich experience given us during the last 50 years has never been denied, but year after year evidence has been multiplied to confirm, and not to entangle and confuse. The Lord God never contradicts Himself. Every promise of advantage made to any living soul is ever on condition of obedience to God's requirements, as specified in His Word. Never has an unconditional promise been made. All have access to the Word, and God's promised favors are always on the conditions given in the guidebook, the Word of God. Not one of us needs take one step off the plain path of duty and perfect obedience. It cannot be expected that those who do not render obedience to God's requirements in this life, and who do not accept the terms He offers, will be reliable. If such were admitted into the future world, a second rebellion would be begun and carried on in heaven. Our preparation for heaven is to be made in a well-ordered life and godly conversation and strict control of our individual selves. Every soul of us is being tested and tried now, just now, in this world, as to our fitness to become members of the heavenly family, subjects of our Lord's kingdom. I am very glad that you and many others are seeking earnestly to establish schools for our youth. Let not the buildings erected be large, but plan for smaller schools in several places. Fewer students in each school will be more favorable to its proper management to the one end, that in the school here below, they shall learn the meaning of obedience to the Lord's requirements. A large amount of patience will need to be exercised in this work. Kind words, sympathy, and love will be required every day. And while the teacher is educating others in the school here below, he may himself be a constant learner. Teacher, as well as student, needs to come under discipline to the divine teacher. He must daily consider the formation of his own character, that he may be a pattern of good works to those whom he is teaching. Oh, how much teachers need to learn of Christ, his methods, his obedience. We are on test and trial. In planning for the location of the school, pray much for divine guidance. Seek wisdom from the one who never errs. The Lord has designated that distance from the cities affords the most favorable situation for our institutions. You ask if 25 miles is far enough from the city to establish a school. I think it is, and if nearer places can be found, where there is good land for cultivation, let it be nearer. But if such places are not obtainable, let not the distance of a few miles be a hindrance to the establishment of the school. In planning for the work, you will need to counsel together. In Elder Olson, you have a man of good sense, one who, in his life service, has had an experience that will be an advantage to you. Make him your counselor. Counsel also with Dr. Kress and other brethren there who have had a good experience. I have a testimony to our brethren in America. In establishing restaurants, food stores, and factories, move guardedly. Do not involve yourselves deeply in debt, either in erecting large buildings for a school or in a large food factory. In the cultivation of land in connection with your school, you will manifest wisdom. To establish small sanitariums in several places, away from the cities, will be far better than to establish large plants that consume much means and require many helpers. Unless the very best talent is brought into a sanitarium, it is like drawing a load uphill. Consult with the brethren who are reliable, and do not become involved in large debts, not knowing how they are to be paid. There is a way for every one of us to acquire wisdom. Counsel together and be wise. The Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ will be in your counsels if you pray and seek the wisdom of God. Lean your whole weight upon one who hath said, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." James 1, verse 5-8. Sit down and count the cost of your plans. Pray and believe and move unitedly. The Lord will hear your united prayers. Make haste slowly and be in agreement among yourselves. Now, my brother, this is the best advice I can give you. I will now leave you to the one who has promised to give wisdom, and upbraid not. I have the deepest interest in all of you and in the school already established. I thank my Heavenly Father for the good things He has promised. We realize that the school established in the wilderness at Korenbong has proved a decided success. The word of the Lord will always be verified. Now let everyone in mind, heart, and soul seek counsel of God, and then go to work in faith. Do not establish a large school in one place, but smaller ones in different localities, and let these be expressly for obtaining that knowledge which will secure a transfer into the higher school, even the heavenly.